Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 13th. Happy almost Valentine's Day, a day for me to remember how much you mean to me and how the Lord has placed us in a community of faith that is a loving relationship. I'm grateful for your kindness. I'm grateful for your humility. And I'm grateful for your service to the Lord, the ways that I see you living to help other people flourish. It's exciting, and I just thank God for you. Today we're in Ruth chapter 1. We're only going to be in Ruth one day, and I could never do justice to the book of Ruth. You've probably read Ruth before, and I can almost bet that you will have heard the passage that I'm reading today because it's used a lot of times at weddings. Even though the context in Ruth is a little different, it is a powerful declaration of loyalty and desire for following the leadership of another. Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 through 22. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. As I read the passage, and especially as I came to the end of the passage where it said the barley harvest was beginning, I was reminded that one person, or many people, I don't know, have said that this could be like written as though it were a play in four acts. And this is the first act. Naomi has lost her husband and her two children. One of the children was married to Ruth, and now Ruth has decided to stay faithful to Naomi and go with her wherever she goes. Then when they get to Bethlehem, Naomi finds hope in a kinsman redeemer, and Ruth has favor with Boaz in the fields. And then ultimately, we see redemption and restoration when Boaz becomes the kinsman redeemer, the one who redeems Ruth and marries her. And ultimately, she bears a son named Obed, who becomes the grandfather of King David. It's interesting, though, in this particular passage, Naomi is not feeling very hopeful. In fact, she asks the women of Bethlehem to call her a different name, Mara, which means bitterness. I'm encouraged through this passage to hope that even when there are seasons where I cannot understand what God is doing, I can know that His redemptive purposes are at work somehow, some way. And ultimately, we see this most clearly in the cross. At face value, it doesn't make sense that the Son of God, that God Himself would place Himself on the cross, that He would die on our behalf, that He would be defeated, as it looks like, by death. But we know the rest of the story, don't we? He was raised on the third day, and He has provided for us redemption and restoration through His death and resurrection. Our second passage is Matthew chapter 12, beginning in verse 38. And the title in my Bible says, "The Sign of Jonah." Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to Him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation ask for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with the generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with the generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Before we move on, I just want to talk for a minute about what does it mean, the sign of Jonah? Well, this points to Jesus's death, his burial, and his resurrection. And he's pointing forward to a day when he will go into the ground and rise again, just as Jonah went into the belly of the well and came out on the other side. Proverbs 13:3 gives us some very practical advice. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What a good reminder here in Proverbs. Remember, Proverbs are principles. They're not promises. So it doesn't mean that everybody who speaks rashly will come to ruin immediately. Thank you, Lord, because haven't we all spoken rash words? But it's a principle that God is teaching us to continue to guard our lips. Do you see this as a theme in Proverbs? And so our prayer today, Lord, is keep us from sinning with our mouths. Help us, Lord. To end the podcast today, I will pray, but then I have a special treat for you from Sunday, the choir special about letting our light shine and being a city on a hill. This reminds me a little bit of our memory verse. Can you say it with me from Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14? You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for the love that we share in a community of faith. It is not a love that is based solely on what someone can do for us. More so, Lord, I hope it's a love that flows out of the greater love we see in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We love because he first loved us. And so I just praise you for our fellowship and ask your watch care on my brothers and sisters. Help us to be salt and light this week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.